my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 17th of 2025. Got a full show for you today. That's right. We even got news on this one. I'm going to start off with the update. As always, we're going to talk some shop about the weekend, some stuff out of the St. Louis, St. Charles County area on the news, weather and movement predictions, as always. And then the tip of the day, again, has to do with the rut, and specifically the phase of the rut that we're in or coming out of. But before all that, don't forget about Rack's Big Game Supplements. They are our partner for Deer Season Daily. You can go to racksmineral.com and check out everything they have to offer. If you want to check out our website, it's ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything you find on there, including our scent, you can use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and get 10% off there. I really recommend trying out those scents, guys. If you're into that kind of stuff, they're 100% natural. There's no additives, no preservatives. They are mixed fresh throughout the season. I make them about once a week. I'll mix some up, and then if I sell out of it earlier than that, I'll obviously have to make some more. But for sure, once a week, I'm mixing that stuff up and sending it out to you guys. So try that out. Use that discount code and let me know what you think. If you guys are on YouTube, subscribe, follow, leave us a comment. I'm sorry, subscribe, like, leave us a comment. If you're on audio only, follow us and leave us a review. That really helps out the show. Speaking of the show and the YouTube, Blake's Goofy Buck video and my second buck video are both out now. You guys can check them out on the channel if you haven't already. If you have, let me know what you think down in the comments. Blake's buck was pretty interesting and just a testament to the toughness of deer as well. He shot that deer on the second. He tracked it on the third. They went in and he finished it off on the 4th. That deer had lived for basically a day and a half after he shot it and put two holes in it. The arrow actually came out the other side. You can kind of see on the video, it hits him a little bit high and a little bit forward, but it's really hard to tell because it's right there at last light. And if you guys film at all, you know, especially with some of these cameras, that you lose camera light faster than you lose shooting light. So it was like right there after camera light, even decent camera light was gone right at last light. He shoots this thing so you can kind of see it. But you see him take off through the weeds. And it's just crazy that thing lived for almost 2 days. But he was able to go in there and finish him off and get his hands on him and get a tag on him. So that was a cool kind of story. Kind of the bittersweet ups and downs of bow hunting for sure there. I thought it made for a good video. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you have seen it, if you haven't, again, go check that out. And then my buck video, just the joys of self-filming on that one as well. I pretty disappointed in myself for not making sure that big camera was recording. Fortunately, the GoPro caught everything, and I was able to make decent video out of that. It's not nearly as good as it should have been, but I think it still turned out okay for the video. It was an awesome deer, my biggest buck to date, so check that one out as well if you haven't already. We'll have a full episode out later today talking about that buck, talking about my other buck, and basically the whole season so far in general, at least up to this point. That's what I'll be talking about on the regular Monday episode, so you guys can give that a listen later today. I mentioned last week Hunter had an opportunity at a buck, and that video should come out within the next few days. I'm hopeful to get that one out before gun weekend because I will not have time to work on it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Depending on how Nate and Blake do this week, we'll see if that's the only hunt video that comes out this week. But it should be either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday when Hunter's video comes out. And again, if you guys don't know, that's my sister. She helps us out a little bit and produces. So took her out to try to get her on a deer, get her first bow buck, and brought the camera along just to film, see what we could get. It ended up being an awesome hunt. But all that'll be coming soon. You guys will be able to watch that full hunt. This is the last full week of Deer Season Dailies. I've really enjoyed doing these. It's also been a ton of work and a lot of late nights in the studio getting things put together and recording them. So I am a little bit, I don't know if sad is the right word, but it's kind of hard to quit doing them because I have enjoyed them so much and I've seen the feedback from you guys, which is awesome. I really appreciate that. And it also means that we're getting close to the end of November, which I guess doesn't mean as much for me since I'm bucked out, but I still really like this month of the year. It's my favorite month of the year, no matter what. I'm still getting to go hunt and stuff like that and film and everything. But at the same time, I'm kind of looking forward to getting back on a regular schedule and not being here in the studio late every night getting these recorded. So bittersweet on that too. But the last one will come out either Monday or Tuesday of next week, just depending on when I can get it recorded. It will be the last episode. There will only be one next week. So whether it's Monday or Tuesday, it will be the only one that gets recorded and put out next week. So last week of Deer Season Dailies. Hopefully you guys stay with me through these next five, six episodes, I guess it is, if you count today's. And hopefully you guys have enjoyed them, and I will look to bring them back next year if we can do it and if there's a call for it. So far, it seems like there has been. So that's what I got for the RHO update, and that takes us to Talking Shop. We were not, like, absolutely slammed this weekend. I think the weather had a lot to do with that. Saturday was pretty warm. Friday was not awesome weather either. We did have a few really nice bucks, a couple of the bigger bucks that we've got in. What numbers-wise on good bucks was not nearly as many as we saw throughout the week. So I think going through the week, we were leading up to the lockdown, and it sounds like a lot of bucks were probably locked down this weekend, which is normal for this time of year. Our lockdown is usually 15th through the 18th, somewhere in there. You could stretch that maybe a day or two, one way or the other, and depending on where you're at, that's going to change probably with your doe herd. But in general, for our region, for the southern half of the state, I believe that our peak estrus period, peak lockdown, is usually right around the 16th. So I think, obviously, that would have been this weekend. It would have been yesterday. I think there was a lot of that going on. Sounded like it from the guys that come in. Looked like it from just the lack of number of bucks that were killed this weekend versus what was shot through this throughout the week. So hopefully we're on getting on the backside of that and things will start to pick up again. But that's what we had in the shop. And that takes us to what's new. I don't think I did a what's new segment all last week. So definitely wanted to kick this week off with one. And I found this out of Missouri. The Missouri DNR, this was, I guess, a few days ago. Actually, they announced it. But St. Louis counties and St. Charles counties are requiring testing for CWD now. And I will go to this article from Fox 2 now. It's coming from St. Louis County. As Missouri's firearm deer hunting season begins this weekend, so just this past weekend it started, hunters in St. Louis and St. Charles counties are now required to test any deer harvested for chronic wasting disease. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, so not DNR, but MDC, any deer harvested this Saturday or Sunday in either St. Louis County or St. Charles County must be tested for CWD, and that goes for the entire season, sounds like. This Jason Sumners from the MDC, he's the MDC director, said, I think we should have a good season. Hunters should have plenty of deer to harvest. The deer population is doing well across much of the state, so we expect a really good season. MDC says they must take their deer in for CWD testing. This says, according to Sumners, who spoke at a governor's conference of agriculture that was put on by MDC, deer season is impactful to Missouri's economy. And this is what I found most interesting about this whole deal. He said it's about a $1.3 billion, billion with a B, $1.3 billion economic impact on the state. Hunters will harvest thousands of pounds of really high quality venison, so I hope they have a safe weekend. $1.3 billion economic impact in Missouri. I can only imagine it's more than that in Illinois based on the population and based on the amount of out-of-state hunters that we get because we're known as a big buck state. We have over-the-counter tags. We're closer than Missouri to a lot of southern southeast states. So that goes for all whitetail states. I mean, it is a multi-billion dollar industry hunting. Maybe you guys know that, maybe you don't. But to think of the impact that it has, that hunting has economically, you would think that these states would want to preserve that and keep that resource plentiful and as high quality as it could be. Because I've said this before, if we keep, I think right now in Illinois, we are at the best point we've been in my lifetime, for sure. And I've talked to Dad about this. I know Nate's talked to some other taxidermists about this that have been doing it for longer than I have. And I mean, like 20, 30 years or so. And they have said, and we have said, that this is as good as hunting has been in our area that we can remember. There are as many quality bucks out there right now as there ever have been. You go back 25 years ago, and 140-inch deer was a giant. Now we get 140-inch deer in literally by the dozens, especially after gun weekend, during gun weekend. So I think that right now we're in a really good spot. However, there's a lot of stuff going on that if we keep it up, we are not going to be able to sustain this. It's going to go downhill. And then eventually, there's not going to be reason for people to spend the money they're spending on hunting. And that resource is going to be gone. And the economic impact could be huge on the state, especially the southern part of the state. And even, you know, central part of the state, too. There's a lot of good deer hunting up there. A lot of people traveling up there to hunt, too. I don't know if it's not thought of in Illinois because it doesn't affect Chicago directly that much. They don't think about hunting as an economic impact, but surely they know the numbers on that. And I would like to think if Missouri is at $1.3 billion, Illinois is probably more than that. Just, again, based on stuff that we know as far as the amount of out-of-state hunters that we get in and what they're paying for permits and stuff. I know we're about double the permit price as Missouri as well for out-of-staters, so there's that. That just got me to thinking all about that stuff again. We've talked about it before, but like, I wish our DNR would do a better job. I wish our state would do a better job. It's not necessarily the DNR. I wish our state would do a better job legislatively of protecting our resource, because eventually it could get to the point where it is not as plentiful as it is now. It is not as quality as it is now. And then that's going to get into their pocket too. And I think if they would realize that, then they might do something about it, because that's the only thing that is going to do anything for them is money. Money talks in politics. It all comes back to money. So I don't know. Hopefully something would change on that. That was kind of a long way around coming from CWD testing being required. There's a lot of different things you could get into with that. That's another one, like in Illinois with the CWD stuff and requirements for that and the seasons they have. That's a whole mess that we've talked about before on podcasts. I'm sure we'll talk about some more in the future. But that big dollar number got me really to thinking about Illinois and the things that could be doing better. And I'm not going to dive too much more into that. But you guys can leave in the comments what you think Illinois should do better, what you think about the economic impact. And, you know, are you surprised to hear that it's that big of a number? Because I knew it was a big number. And I was kind of surprised it was that big of a number in Missouri, because they're just, I mean, the parts of Missouri are probably better than a lot of parts of Illinois, but they're not quite as well known for being a deer state as Illinois. So I don't know, big numbers, lots of dollars there, and some interesting directions you could go with when thinking about that. So leave in the comments what you guys think about all that. That takes us to weather and movement predictions. Today, low is supposed to be 33 and the high is supposed to be 59. It's going to be sunny most of the day with some clouds in the afternoon. This is another reason that I'm kind of looking forward to being done with these, because I hate sounding like a weatherman and I'm basing all this stuff off of what they're saying on these, and we all know how accurate that can be. But the wind is supposed to be east to northeast and then switch actually mid-morning around to east-southeast, and then it's supposed to stay pretty southeast throughout the day. There's really not supposed to be much wind at all. In the morning, it literally says 0 miles an hour. And I think it goes up to 3 maybe by 9 o'clock when that switches to east-southeast. And the highest all day is 6 miles per hour as of right now. That could obviously change throughout the day, but that's what they're calling for. The pressure is supposed to be around 30.1 all day. It is supposed to fall a little bit, I think, down to 29.95 or something like that. Or, I'm sorry, 30.05 maybe. Maybe it was. It's supposed to be right around 30.1 on one side or the other all day. The morning could be really good with these high temps and high pressure. You should be able to get wherever you want with those thermals. So you're probably not going to have to worry about wind direction a whole lot until later in the day, because higher pressure, sunny skies, it's going to be cold. Those thermals are going to be pulling straight up. You could get just about anywhere you wanted to go in the morning, I feel like, especially if you're in big ridge country or something like that. The evening has potential too. It's going to be a little bit warm, but not too bad. And like I said earlier, I think we're either right in the peak lockdown, like today might be the peak, or we're right on the backside of it. Like yesterday, Saturday might have been the peak. It's usually 16th to 17th for us when peak estrus is. That seems to be a case again this year based on what we're seeing, what I'm hearing from guys, cameras, all that kind of stuff throughout this part of the state. Which means everything from here should just get better because we are on the backside of that bell curve of the does being in estrus. So they're going to have to be out there looking again because there's less in heat. But that will vary a little bit too, depending on your doe herd. So if peak estrus was this weekend or even end of last week where you're at, then today could be really good. If where you're at, they're just now hitting the peak lockdown, it could be really, really slow. So either way, I think the weather's right. It's just going to be a matter of where your bucks are at on that with your doe herd. Are they having to break off and find new does, or are they just going from one to the other still? Are still a lot of does in estrus? But if they're back to seeking, I think today could be really good. Might be the best day of the week, honestly, looking at the weather. So I would say if you got somewhere to go, especially this morning, if you think you're pushing it on an east wind, I wouldn't worry about it too much. I would get in there. Gun season's coming up next weekend. That's really going to throw things off. The weather doesn't look great this week. This might be the last really golden opportunity before the gun season to get it done. So if you got a place you've been waiting to go, or you got a place that you think you could kill one, but you're not sure about the wind, especially this morning, I'd get in there and get after it and see what you can't make happen. Get a little bit aggressive. It'd be a great morning to rattle, especially backside of peak estrus, because if those bucks hear one fighting or hear a couple fighting, they probably think there's a hot doe around and they're going to come in looking for her. You got those thermals pulling up. They can't get downwind of you. That is like ideal scenario to rattle, to blind call. So I would even recommend trying that today if you're in the right spot, if you want to do that. That all leads into the tip of the day. It has to do exactly with all of that. And the tip is right after peak lockdown is the best time during November to hunt scrapes. So I talked about calling. I talked about these bucks looking for does. Most of the time, the scrapes are dead throughout November because the bucks know that does are coming into estrus, so they don't have to do as much communication at those scrapes to find out which does are in the area and go check them out, if they're mature does, if they're younger does, whatever. They pretty much know at some point that does are in estrus and there's going to be more and more as the month goes on. Right after the peak of all that, though, the bucks are really starting to have to look again. So it's not just, here's a doe, he's with her, he breeds her, he moves to the next one because she's also in, and then he moves to the next one because she's also in. At some point, that stops, and again, we get on the backside of that bell curve, and he has to work harder to find the next doe. So what does he do? He goes right back to the scrapes for at least a couple days. And that's why you'll see these scrapes open up for a few days right after peak lockdown. Those bucks now have to look again for the next hot doe, trying to find the last ones. Like earlier in November, they were trying to find the first ones. This is very similar activity. They're trying to find the last ones, so they're going to those scrapes, and they're seeing who's around, and they're seeing what does are there that maybe haven't been bred yet or that they haven't checked. It doesn't last long because once they do find another doe, the scrapes won't be active again for a while because then they're going to be on the doe. Until they get off her and go looking for another one, you probably won't see him back at those scrapes. But if you can catch him looking for the next one, those scrapes can be deadly for those first few days after the peak lockdown. That's the tip of the day. That's Deer Season Daily on this November 17th. I wish you guys luck out there. I've seen a lot of good buck activity on the 17th over the years. I shot a really nice buck on the 17th a few years ago. I think it could be a good day. Like I said, it could be the last best opportunity to kill one before gun season with your bow. So get out there and try them. If you got to slip out after work, if you can get out there a little bit early. If you're on vacation, then hunt all day by all means. Go move around if you have to. Get a little bit aggressive. Get in there and see what you can't get done. I will see you guys again tomorrow morning. Thanks for watching.